The Pasadena Humane Society's Wiggle Waggle Walk is so much fun with your furry family member, a team, your co-workers, by yourself. Wiggle Waggle Walk, it's a blast. And the Pasadena Humane Society is one of the biggest animal services in Southern California with adoptions, medical education, advocacy, workshops. They're leaders. There's so much that they have to offer. And we are joined by President and CEO Julie Bank. Hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. And this event is really something to bark about.
That was really good. There will be lots of barking happening at this event, but lots of laughs and giggles and lots of family fun. It is a great way to support our efforts, the animals in animal shelters, and to have a great day of celebration of dogs and other animals that need help and to be around other animal lovers. We encourage everybody to come out and just kind of really enjoy the activities, enjoy the day, and walk for a good cause.
September 24th, it's at Brookside Park in Pasadena because thousands of people show up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people come with their dogs, come without their dogs. Unfortunately, no other animals are allowed. Sometimes we get people asking if they can bring their kitties. And while we would love to have the kitties, they're probably not best around 2,000 dogs to have cats. Not the best mix. But I can tell you that the money that is raised at the event goes to all the animals that come into the shelter. We see over 11,000 animals coming through our doors each year, and they come from all over the area, and we really need the support of the community, and we try to think of creative ways to get the community involved. And the Wiggle Waggle Walk, it's entering into its 19th year. It's actually next year is going to be the 20th year, but this year it's 19th, and we have people who've been coming from the 1st to the 19th, and it's just a really great day, and we encourage everybody to come out either with your, as you said earlier, you can come with your teammates, you can come with workmates, you can come with your friends, you can come with your scout groups, or even just come alone, because you'll have lots of fun and see lots of people. Not only is it a walkathon, but there's booths, activities, demonstrations, animal contests, things you can do with your own pet, and just ways for you to learn how to get involved with the Pasadena Humane Society in general.
Yeah, you have Lou Parker also coming from KTLA.
Isn't that exciting?
MC. Uh-huh. And we're talking to KTLA. We're working with them, too, on the Wiggle Waggle Walk to help promote the Wiggle Waggle Walk. We'll be there, 100.3 The Sound, supporting everyone and their dogs. And some of the contests, can you tell us about one of them? Does it have to do with dressing up the dogs, or, you know, what's one of the contests?
Well, yes, we actually have abilities for you to actually do things with your pet through the contest that you can actually go through an agility course with your pet. We're looking at potentially a pet owner lookalike contest. And if you actually go to the wigglewagglewalk.com or the Pasadena Humane Society at pasadenahumane.org, you can find out about all the contests. We also have a ton of opportunities for people to have contests amongst themselves, and those are fundraising contests. So the winners of the contest are going to get big prizes. And what I mean by that is if your group or if your team raises the most amount of money, you can get a lot of fun swag and a lot of fun stuff for your entire team. So we really want people to consider joining the fundraising efforts as well as coming out to the event. And if you actually do go online to one of those websites, as said before, you can join up again as an individual for $20. By September 11th, it's going to go up to $25. So you might want to do it now. And then or go together as a team. Last year's winning team raised $50,000 for this event. So that's the number to beat this year. And we hope that somebody out there is going to have a bigger and better team. Maybe it could be your team that can raise that. I don't know.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I need a good name. And I saw some really cute names of teams on the website, and they're posting, you know, you can see how much they've raised so far. And so there's Team Bark Tree and the Punk Rock Rovers and Bite Me Squad.
Last year, the Punk Rock Rovers, and actually the year before that as well, was the number one team. They're an awesome team. They come out in droves. They come out with like over 100 people. Every year they make a great team t-shirt. Yet last year's t-shirt was dedicated to Prince. It was called the Punk Rock Rovers Revolution. It was purple. And we are excited to see what this year's team is going to do. But they're the first people to say, challenge us. They want somebody else to beat them because they want more money to be raised for the animals. So it is really fun. And anyone who even donates up to $500 will actually be invited to our VIP tent, where you can get special drinks and mingle with some VIPs as well.
Yeah, so this is about entertainment and prizes are wonderful. It's about the animals, but prizes are so nice to have also as incentive. You have a lot of vendors there, so you can see a lot of different vendors during the day in addition to walking. And is it 1 and 3 miles?
It's one or a 3 mile walk. It's up to you on whether your dog is comfortable walking the 1 or 3 mm-hmm. miles. We have people who come with their pets in wheelbarrows, people who come with their uh-huh. pets in wagons, uh-huh. people who carry their pets. We have other uh-huh. pets that probably could carry their people because they're so strong and ready to march. Yeah. But you also get to see so many different kinds of dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. There's big dogs, small dogs, older dogs, younger dogs, puppies, brown dogs, white dogs. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to see. And often we kind of have fun. We look at the people and their pets, and there's always some similarity. You know, they always yeah. have the same length hair or the same color hair or the same color eyes. Uh-huh. It's really fun to kind of watch that. And people just love being around that and seeing their animals. We also encourage kid groups to get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking before that we have a program called Kids for Animals, and it is all about getting kids involved in doing something kind for animals in the community. And one way you could do is to get your scout troop or your school troop mm-hmm. or your church group or whoever to kind of support you as a team member and to come out and walk with you. It's a great way for kids and activities to happen. We have a lot of volunteers that help with this event as well. Uh-huh. So if there's anybody interested in becoming a volunteer, they can go to the website and learn about that too.
There are many things that you can do to help the Pasadena Humane Society because they do so much. You do so much in return.
The Pasadena Humane Society is a full service animal uh-huh. organization. We do animal control for 11 cities. That's mm-hmm. the 11 cities starting from Glendale all the way up the San Gabriel Mountains to Bradbury. So it's a pretty big stretch.
Yeah.
We also support other animal organizations that are more crowded than we are and take animals in from their facilities into our facilities. Mm. We have a full adoption efforts. We also spend a lot of time and energy thinking about the reasons that people turn animals into the animal shelter in the first place and create programs to address those. So whatever the need is, whatever the problem is, we would prefer that animal to stay in people's homes rather than be displaced in the shelters. Mm-hmm. So we try to create that. So that's everything from spay neuter to a free behavior helpline to a pet food bank where we provide individuals with food. We have a program called Helping Paws that helps people in crisis keep their pets and everything in between. So all of our programs are designed to support people, keep animals in homes, and if we have to have them in the shelter, find them great new homes where they're not going to be displaced again. But that is all supported mm-hmm. by donations from the community. And this event, again, the Wiggle Waggle Walk, is going to completely to support all those life-saving programs.
Right, yeah. Saving lives, that's a great way to put it, because that's exactly what you're doing.
We are absolutely begging people to really support, but I don't think I even need to beg, because if all they have to do is come to their first Wiggle Waggle Walk, and they're going to want to come back again.
Mm-hmm. September 24th at Brookside Park in Pasadena. The goal is $300,000. Teams are generating funds now. They're getting supported and then getting together. So you look around the office and you probably work with many people who own dogs, who love their dogs. They're part of the family and would like to bring them. You don't have to bring
That's
a dog.
Right.
You can come, you know, just walk also.
It's about 2,000 people and their dogs. And there's a couple of thousand other people who come out without their dogs.
Right.
We do ask everybody to give us a donation of some sort. Mm-hmm. If you can pre-register, that would be wonderful. But if you can't, you can register day of. We try to make it easy for you to come down. And if you do come down and don't go on the walk, but really just want to enjoy the festivities, you can check out the Pasadena Humane booths mm-hmm. and see about that. But we're also going to have all the booths from the community. So you might, you know, learn about some pet products that you didn't know about before.
Yeah.
You might meet some celebrities while you're there. You might meet somebody that you didn't even know owned a dog and that somebody you knew for 100 years. So uh-huh. it's a lot of community members that kind of come out, and it's only a really wonderful experience, I think, for everybody. It's a couple of hours of your day. It's a way for you to get involved, and I promise you'll have fun.
You will. And what time does it get underway?
So it starts at 8 a.m. is when registration begins. If you're going to register on the day of, and then the walk itself starts at 9 and it ends around 11:30, 12. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much a morning festivities, and we do make it easy for you that if you do register in advance, we'll send you time that you can come pick up your packet in advance, so you have your bib number, you get a t-shirt with registration, you get a wonderful bandana for your pet so that your animal could be identified as having to have walked in the walk, and if you can't do that, you can pick up your stuff day of as well.
It is a sea of dogs wearing bandanas. Yes. It's so cute though to see that all of them in their cute little colorful bandanas. Do you have a dog?
Oh, of course. I have two dogs. I have Bobby, who actually is a registered therapy dog and will be at the Wiggle Waggle Walk walking with me and my son and my other members of my family. And then I also have a beautiful border collie named Mally. Both of them were adopted from animal shelters. Both of them are very much part of my family, and they play and have fun with their resident cat, who also thinks he's a dog. So I say I have two, but I think I really have three, because Curly the cat is a dog in a cat's body, for sure.
Is it a she or he?
Well, it's a he, and he fetches. And he wrestles with my dogs as if he is a... He certainly wants to go outside, but we talk about how it's really important for kitties to be inside at all times, so we do not let him outside. Yeah. And he just kind of... you know, has a lot of fun. If he could bark, I think he would, but he meows. So I just say that's a bark in a different language.
It is. And what else would you like us to know about the Pasadena Humane Society or the Wiggle Waggle Walk?
Well, the Pasadena Humane Society, as I was saying before, really offers programs for everybody. So if you need assistance, go to our website and check us out, because we might be able to help you. We really are committed to compassionate care for all animals, and that is everything from rescuing animals in need to the relationship between people and pets. We're all about strengthening that relationship and making sure that it's a symbiotic and it's working appropriately. The Wiggle Waggle Walk is just a really fun day. And again, I'm repeating myself a bit, but if you can register and come on down, raise funds, get a team together, just come down and enjoy the day. Whatever it is that you can do, whether you have a dog, don't have a dog, don't really like dogs, but like cats instead, it's a great day to celebrate animals. It's a great day to be outside. It's a great day to come to Pasadena. And it's certainly a way for you to give back to the community.
And save lives.
Which is what it's all about.
So get your Wiggle Waggle Walk on. September 24th with 100.3 The Sound in the Pasadena Humane Society. Wiggle Waggle Walk.
What's all wiggle and waggle?
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.